Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Sunday morning here in Pittsburgh. I am back from the Combine. It was an excellent trip. Long ride yesterday. Got home. Got to see the fam before everybody was asleep. That was great. Excited about today. Today I'm going to catch up on... Amazingly, I was at the Combine. I did less Combine eval than I ever did. I was there basically doing media stuff. So, but that was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was great to meet people. Hear a lot of buzz. Today's Sunday, like I said, I'm going to knock out a handful of these, I hope, today. I'm going to catch up on some of these teams. Today's going to be the Colts. I'm also going to watch drills today, catch up on heights and weights and the scores these guys put up at different events, different categories. Like I said, today is the Colts, though, and they are picking 15th because they lost the coin flip to the Eagles, and I was actually sitting right there in front of those guys when they did the coin flip. It was a big production, as everything was at this Combine. They're really making, they're really mediaizing this, I know that's not a word, but I know they're really pumping this thing up. I was a little shocked, and honestly, I don't know why the fans need to be there, but anyway, that's a different story. Let's talk Colts offense. It's in much better shape, of course, than the Colts defense. First of all, they do have a fair amount of cap space, quite a bit, actually. So I would expect, a new GM in there that they're going to try to, really change things around on this team. They're set a quarterback, obviously. Maybe you want to get a backup, who knows. But I absolutely think that you have to draft a running back in this class. It's a good draft. Probably more of like a third round pick running back, middle of the third round where they're picking. Gore still has some stuff left to him. You have Josh Ferguson, but that's it. So I think you absolutely do need to bring in a young running back. And if they took it in the first round, I don't know that I would crush them if it was, a guy like Cook or Fournette. I would understand if they fell to 15 why you'd be interested in doing that. The receivers, I'm still a big Dante Moncrief fan, and he didn't play very well. Their injuries were a concern or a problem last year. He needs to bounce back, and I think he will. I think he gets the benefit of the doubt here. Quietly, Luck and Hilton probably both had their best seasons of their life, of their careers. So they're great there. I think Hilton's really establishing himself as, a borderline number one, big-time star in this league. Absolutely need more from Philip Dorsett. And I'm not ready to say that he's done, but wow, they need to get more from this guy. So maybe you add a receiver third, fourth round that has some size, a 6'2 guy with some bulk to him, some power to him. I think if the biggest priority in terms of free agency on offense, I think you want to bring Jack Doyle back. And I can make the argument that he's a better player than Dwayne Allen. And I've always been an Allen fan, but he's turning into just a guy to me. And they want to play a lot of double tight end sets. Eric Swope is in the mix. He's an athletic basketball convert type that's intriguing. So I think you bring back Doyle with this cap space and maybe even draft another one in a really good tight end draft in the fourth or fifth round. If you don't bring back Doyle, I think running back and tight end are your high priorities. You have to at least bring in, draft someone pretty high at those two spots. Now we get to the O-line. And I do think the O-line needs work, don't get me wrong. But I think it's better than given credit for as well. I don't think it's a terrible unit. I think there's worse units out there. I know Luck is taking a beating. I also think he's always going to take a beating. I think his style of play lends itself to taking a lot of hits at the quarterback position. I think Kelly's a keeper and was a good pick last year at center. And the left side is quite good. I mean, not quite good, but Jack Muhort's better than people realize. I think he's a quality left guard. And I think Costanzo's good enough at left tackle. A lot of teams are worse off than that. They used a third-round pick on LaRaven Clark, which I didn't like him coming out, but maybe he competes on the right side this year. maybe Joe Reitz competes on the right side. Joe Haig, those guys. I think you can get a starter out of those three. Right now, you got Denzel Good penciled in at guard, so I would be in the market for sure to help the right side out. But I don't know that O-line is at the very, very top of what you're looking to do if you're the new Colts GM. And the reason why I say O-line isn't at the top of the list if you're the new Colts GM, you're certainly interested. I mean, I wouldn't frown upon adding TJ Lang or Zeitler or Warford or someone like that and then going with the rest of what you have. Like I said, they do have a lot to spend. They don't have much in terms of their own free agents on either side of the ball. So I think you're trying to add a talent as opposed to keeping your talent, and Jack Doyle's the one that I would like to see them keep around. But this defense is awful. Awful. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at ourlads.com Colts page. And let me run through the guys right now that are under contract on defense of consequence. I mean, this is embarrassing. I mean, here's the defensive linemen: Kendall Langford, Henry Anderson. I like Henry Anderson quite a bit. David Perry, he's fine. Ty McGill, Arthur Jones, who could get cut or could retire. That's about it. At outside linebacker, your edge guys, your pass rushers, you have Kurt Maggett and Deontrez Mount. I don't know who either one of those people are. So right now, they really don't have anybody at outside linebacker in their 3-4. Like, zero people. Their inside linebackers are Edwin Jackson, Antonio Morrison, Luke Rhodes, Josh McNary, Alex Bazzi. Yeah, I'm pausing there on purpose. I mean, so if you combine their outside and inside linebackers in their 3-4, they basically have nothing. They basically have nothing. And you'd like to keep 9 of them on your roster. So they kind of need like 7 or 8 linebackers, just to fill out your roster, let alone starters or stars. In the secondary, you have Patrick Robinson. Cool with that. You have Vontae Davis. Good. I'm very fine with that. Chris Milton, Charles James, Rashawn Melvin. Those are your other corners on the depth chart. Ooh, that's rough. Mike Adams is a free agent. He was penciled in as a starter at safety. Use a second round pick on TJ Green. I would think you, by default here, he's going to be considered heavily in the starting mix. Clayton Gethers is also on the depth chart. Andrew Williamson, who I've never heard of and there's no relation, he's on the depth chart. And that's really it. And I'm naming guys that, I don't even know who they are. So on defense, if you have a 53-man roster and say 25 of them or so, three specialists, we'll split it down the middle, that you want to keep 25 guys on each side of the ball, give or take. I see 7, maybe, that are roster worthy right now. So they need to add like 16, or I'm sorry, that's bad math. You got to add, let's say, 16 to 20 defensive players that are rosterable, let alone starters, stars, improving the defense, getting better anywhere. I mean, I guess I could live with the defensive line of Langford, Anderson, Perry, Jones, and even if Jones retires. And I can live with Vontae Davis, who's a little overrated, and I think his contract's up after this year too. And Patrick Robinson, maybe TJ Green. I mean, but that's it. I mean, that's like the only people on this defense that I want on my opening day roster. I mean, I'm sorry this podcast is going to be so short, but the answer on defense to team needs is they need everything. I mean, everything. And difference makers and depth and quantity and quality. I mean, do yourself a favor. I just read it off, but go to ourlads.com. They're the best depth chart people out there. And pull up the Colts. I mean, their defensive depth chart is unbelievable right now. And they will be active in free agency. I mean, that's why I kind of brushed off things like, sure, you could, I mean, running back's a big need. All you got's Frank Gore, and he's 100 years old. Yeah, you'd like to bring back Jack Doyle. He's basically a starting tight end. Oh, the right side of the offensive line isn't that bad. Well, because the defense has nothing. You know, you have to rebuild an entire defense with bodies and starters and stars. I mean, if you're ever in the mood to switch schemes or trying to change what you're doing there, why not? You got no foundation here. You got nobody. You have no players. So that's where they're at. That's going to wrap up the Colts. And they lost a coin flip. Not that matters, but there was a big drama, a big to-do in front of us there on Radio Row. But, I mean, Luck and Hilton can only do so much is basically the bottom line. This defense is unbelievable.